Good morning. We're seeing Chayodim, Klal, Memalev, Simen Dalet. I'm holding in the middle. So the Chayodim says if a person is planning to eat Mizarnis during the meal, some people would have, are having these foods before the meal and plan to continue to have them during the meal as well. And he wants to eat a little bit before the Hil Sadaim as well, since he's not being Urkardas, which means he plans to continue to have it during the meal as well. So according to Chayadim, that's one long Achilah. The Chayadim himself said, I'm not sure about this idea, what he said before in Simon Bays. But over here he's going to say, nearly the mutter lechachila lecho kishir, vein tzorach lebarach acharav. Whereas I said before, I'm not convinced you're allowed to eat a shir, and it's better to avoid that, because it's questionable whether you need to say barach acharav or not. But over here by Mizernis, you're allowed to eat a shir, and you do not need to say barach acharav afterwards. The bezele kuliyama birchaz amazon pateris minim elu. Because benching is a motzi these opinions. Now, these foods. Then he says in the parentheses of the Magen Rama is mashma the tzarach lebarach. See, it's about a case where he's not continuing to eat that during the meal. So that Magen Rama is in Simon Reish Montes, and the Bir Lochus says that which the Chayyadim explains the Magen Rama is doichik. It's not the pashas. The Magen Rama is not agreeing with what the Chayyadim is saying. Okay, now a few problems over here in this halacha. Chayyadim is saying, let's say a person eats before the meal, eats daisa, umil yasa. So daisa is some type of a oatmeal or farina, some type of porridge. And including that would be pasta. And he plans to have it during the meal as well. So according to my argument, I said that it's one long achila. But I said before, I'm not convinced that you can do that because maybe really the benching doesn't pater these type of foods. He says over here that's different because mezonos definitely benching paters. Now that's not so simple that benching paters in halamichya. There is a discussion about it in Simon Reish Ches, and there's an opinion which that benching does not pater halamichya. We are knowing that benching does pater halamichya. But that which he's saying, it's going to be pasha that it's okay to eat a shir, because no problem. If it's, we say my swar before that it's one long achila, so it's part of the meal and benching patras it. And even if it's not part of the meal, benching patras mazornis. Well, that's questionable, whether benching patras mazornis of maisa kadera, of cooked mazornis. Mishabura says on this point that definitely a person would want to be relying on this opinion, he would have to have in mind beferish that he wants benching the part of the food from before the meal. Okay, that's one point. The second point that the Bir Halacha points out, which we mentioned in the introduction, that the Chayyadim seems to lump cake and these things together. They're not really the same. In the case of the cake, the argument of the Chayyadim is much stronger. For two reasons. Number one, could be these things really are bread, and the correct bracha achrona is benching. So why should I say an alam echiyah beforehand when I can bench and cover it? Maybe that's the appropriate bracha. And even if it's not the appropriate bracha, that benching should work for Passover kistin is even more simple than benching working for daisa, for porridge. One argument. The second argument in the other direction is that Pasuk Bekissa Mikra Din during the meal requires a bracha rishona. So I'm pattering the bracha rishona of the Pasuk Bekissa during the meal. Now the reason why we don't make a bracha rishona on Pasuk Bekissa during the meal is because maybe really what I'm eating is really bread, and I already said a moitzi. But over here, I'm sort of taking care of that possible problem by saying, no problem, I'll make a mezonos before the meal, and this way I will cover definitely the need to say an Alam Icha during the meal, because I've covered it Raman Hashach. So that's another reason to say, we said any time where the bracha before the meal is helping the meal, benching will easily cover it. Sibir Lecha comes out that by cakes and these type of things before the meal, a person should not say an Alam Icha. But by the vivos, dice of these type of things, pasta, etc., really a person should say a bracha achrona before the meal. But if a person did not, and he's already holding my benching, he should have in mind that benching should cover it. And for sure, if he benched already, he does not go back and say an Alam Icha. Now, should he be in the situation of the chadchila or not, we'll touch on that more, Bes Hashem, in the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.